We're recording.
Billy told me that you were going to bring me some fish today.
It is June 18th, 2025. This is the Yak School Board, and we will call this meeting to order. We appreciate all the visitors who are here. Thank you. The meeting is being recorded. Did I say that? Okay. As always, we'll look through the agenda, and if there are any questions, please bring them up at that time when we come to that topic. If there are any topics you'd like to discuss at the end, that goes in the public comment section. And again, as always, communications will all be done nonverbal and verbal with respect. Okay. Minutes.
They are available on the school's website for the May 21, 2025 minutes. They were posted per policy 1420 on 6-2 of 2025.
Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Motion. Move to accept the minutes as read.
Second.
Concur.
Aye.
Continuing business. Maintenance report. Ron.
Oh, good. Okay. First of all, Artie and I went to MSGIA seminar in Kalispell yesterday, and I wouldn't mind telling everybody that it was probably the best seminar I'd ever been to in my life. Anybody that keep me awake after getting up at 4 in the morning, this Annette, and I don't have her last name, these people are completely separate from Office of Public Instruction. They handle the safety, the maintenance, the custodial, the claims, all that stuff concerning the building. And if the rest of that team is as knowledgeable as this lady was, they were just absolutely wonderful. And I guess what makes Montana different when it comes to accidents, we're a non-fault state. Meaning if you do something stupid, they're not going to say, well, you did something stupid first. But anyway, they really are very knowledgeable. A couple of points. One of the things that surprised me the most is that with all the billions of dollars we spent on asbestos, it's still produced and still in the paint, still just like always. They have a new system now to test it. It's called a rub test to see if it creates a dust. I mean, it just floored me when she told me that. And she is the playground safety person to call. She is the asbestos expert. And
she comes and does every 3 years, come and walk through inspection for asbestos that we have to do, that we're required to do by law. She's
also
awesome.
Also, she remembered that you haven't taken her to the dirty shame. So I just thought I'd throw that.
You'll have to do that because I have 18 days left.
Yeah. Anyway, excellent. So anybody who gets a chance, please take it. Another thing, like this is a point, Artie and I just had a conversation trying to contain all this rubber that we put around all of the playground stuff. Well, the border has to be 9 foot away. So the only other option you have to keep the stuff in contained is artificial grass, you know, turf. That's the only way you can, yeah, you can put that on top of it, but you can't, you gotta be 9 feet away from the playground stuff to make any kind of containment stuff. So
the
kids can get the containment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because the kids can get to the rubber?
No, if they hit on, if you put a containment in, like Artie and I were thinking, pre-treated boards around to hold it with a lip to keep it from coming out. Because there's no way you can keep it in there. You can't mow, you can't weed eat the kids, everything else. So down the line, we might think about that. So maintenance. I'm going to try to put an end to something that's been going on now for 2 years, and I'll do the Reader's Digest version of it. Is the hot water heater in the teach reach. Altogether, it is the problem actually started years ago when they redid the teach reach. The exhaust for the hot water heater was put in improperly. The Rinnai hot water heater, a tube runs in a tube. The exhaust runs inside the intake. What happened was whoever installed it didn't know what they were doing, cut the exhaust off too short, and essentially what it was doing when it was burning, it was sucking the exhaust into the hot water heater. The thing that stopped everything at the time, apparently, before we had the teach reach done, there was never a filter on the water system here. It got plugged up. There, they had a person come down to going to replace it. Turns out nobody knew there was a filter in it. This person figured that out, cleaned out the filter, everything was fine. But apparently they'd already had a brand new one, so he was told to take it off, put the new one on. Problem was still there until after we redid the school foundations. Then of course, we had water lines plugged. So all that we went through, bottom line of it is, we had formula fabrication coming up. I talked to the young man that did it, or the tech. He fixed the exhaust part, but it was too little, too late. It worked for a while. And then apparently he talked to a tech rep at Rinnai, and what that does when you suck in the exhaust, you suck in the moisture, creates a corrosion in the burner part. So to take it one step further, I'm thinking, okay, how can we fix this thing? They're a very reliable unit. The closest people to fix it's in Seattle. And I talked to a plumber in Spokane, a friend of mine knows. That's all he installs, and he says, yeah, usually we install them, never have a problem with them. So, to fix the problem, I got back with formula fabrication. They've got a new one coming, and they might even be up here this Friday to install it. And unfortunately, the price of that thing is $2,785 with everything included. And I agreed to help them when they got up here to fix it. So that is the hot water story. The other things that we've done is when I first went around with Artie, there was 7 different paddle locks. Now we're down to 1 key and paddle locks. I had some extras, and then I'm going to take the ones off. I talked to the locksmith in Libby, and they're going to key them all. If we can keep them under the cost of new ones, we're going to rekey the other 6 that I've taken off. And I've talked to the hardware store. They can key some spares. So instead of 6-7 keys, we're going to have 1 key to get into everything, which sounds pretty logical to me. But anyway, that's about where we are. We're trying to get the grass greened up for the fair, get things cleaned up, and be ready for the fair. And I think that's all I can think of. Oh, and we did.
Here's your playground inspection forms. Needs to be done.
We, okay.
Needs to be taken care of before school starts.
Diane printed this out, and so when I was in Kalispell yesterday, went around to Home Depot. The only thing that's different is this particular store in this state doesn't sell you the 2-pack battery of the big one. One's small, one's big, but you get a free tool with it. So we got a hedge trimmer. So that's my 2 okay. bits for the day.
And we will do the playground inspection.
Yeah.
It needs to be done, and anything that needs to be addressed needs to be done before the first day of school.
Yeah, okay, good.
And that has to be done in a form for our insurance company.
Okay, well, we're
And if we have any issues, like you said, Ann can help you, the lady that you, that was at the seminar.
Yeah, I'll get hold of Annette.
If you have issues.
So, okay, yeah, I think that's all I got.
Okay.
Oh, I guess one other thing is we're still working on the new chairs.
Nope, chairs have been ordered. We got the bid down to $6,142.36. That is 10 new desks, 10 new chairs.
Lockers?
Two sets of lockers and the library table.
And the flagpole is here, so I'll get that installed. And yeah, I think that's about it. Next thing will be the shower. See what causes it to leak for years.
Technology reports. What I know is that Diane has ordered a new computer for the clerk's office because that computer that is in there does not take Windows 11. It has to before October. So she has ordered a new computer for that. This smart board is coming down. That is what the teacher uses instead. And Ron will take care of that. Okay, talk to us about SEPA.
We purchased a 5-year contract with our firewall provider, Sonic. It's called Sonic Wall, and it keeps us SEPA compliant. So what it does is you can't come into this network and go to any site that is not appropriate for children. So if you are on this network, you cannot get to anything that is not it. Also, we were having issues and have been having issues with the monitors for the teacher's computer. They are, their manufacturing date was 2009. So they were just being very finicky. Some days they'd work and some days they wouldn't. You had to dig with them and move all the stuff, cords around and shake everything. So we purchased two new monitors for the teacher's computer. They're right there behind you. And also the tablet that is needed to work with this board. And also a lot of the new interactive science projects and games that came with the science program that we purchased this year has to have a device that is mobile for downloading apps to use those. And they're really cool. One of the kids played one of the games on the teacher's laptop or the teacher's tablet. And it was where you had all these molecules and you chose them and you built things like water. And it was awesome. It was fun. He was very, his eyes just got real big. It was fun to watch him work with it.
Okay.
So, and I think that's it.
Okay. Fundraising committee. We are having a fair on July 5th, and everybody is working, doing what they need to do to make this happen. Sue put up a whole lot of posters, and she's in charge of the silent auction. We have, I think, 14 vendors at this point, but I have a list with some more names on it. I'm going to make some calls and see if anybody else would like to come. We have a food truck that will be here. The big tent will be put up for the silent auction. I am hoping that some of the people who know how to do that, like Bill Sullivan, will be able to come and at least direct everybody else to put it up.
Did we get a hold of Noah?
For?
The tent.
Because he knows the most.
He can put it up in 15
2 years
minutes.
Ago, those kids, they had that tent up and nothing.
He's got some health issues, but he can direct easily.
Okay.
But as far as hoisting shit and pulling, he can't.
That's all right. We'll have enough help. Yeah.
Okay.
Hoist and pull.
And if you need help, you can reach out to Turning Wind School.
Okay.
They have a lot of, yes.
I've got several people who are here that are strong, young.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
All right. So if you know of anybody who would like to come and be a vendor, please bring them along. Or if you know of anyone who is a crafter who makes things for the silent auction, We are accepting donations for that.
Or they don't necessarily have to be
crafted, no, they don't.
Any kind of, okay.
Whatever you want to donate.
So I have a little bit of, the porta potties are going to be brought tomorrow, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And then,
Will you be here to point to where they go, or do they?
I was gonna put a ribbon out, I said where we had them last year and.
And she remembers, she called and sent me a bill. In fact, it's in there and it's being paid.
Okay. And she said they can, zip tie the doors, cause it's 2 weeks, that they'll be sitting there just in case somebody wants to use the playground or something and thinks, oh, porta potties.
Yeah.
But, anybody can cut a zip tie, so if we had extra padlocks.
We'll get padlocks on them.
Either way,
All kinds of spare padlocks.
And we have a garbage can to go with the wash station, right?
There's great big garbage cans in the.
We will have that. She asked about that, and I think that's it.
Okay.
And, I put out the rest of the posters and have a couple of pending donations, but nothing solid yet.
Okay. All right.
I think that's it.
Anybody have anything else about fundraising?
The committee for the 100th birthday at the community hall, which is the day before your event, asked if we could borrow the little PA system, the microphone and the speaker. We can get it back to you that night. So if that would be okay. They also asked about your picnic tables and promised they could get them back here.
I'd say no on the picnic tables.
So,
those three folding tables?
Yeah, the plastic ones.
But you would say no?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line of it is we're cutting things a little close. And this, I mean, that's my opinion. You guys got yours too. I mean,
the
PA system.
The folding tables. We get them from the gun
club. Oh, is that the ones?
No. No, the school owned green picnic tables. They fold up flat. They're plastic. They're pretty lightweight. And what we would do is when we were done and broke down, we'd just bring them here and set them up right here on the.
The ones that are.
There's one out there and there's one out here.
Those things break down?
Yeah, they fold up flat.
Now you tell me after years of moving.
Yeah, tell them they can use them.
Yeah.
Okay, and when we bring them back.
Who's in charge of that?
Actually, I'm in charge of the food, so.
Okay.
So you'll make sure the tables get back?
I will make sure the tables get back. Also, when we bring them back, do you want us to just set them on the concrete pad? Because that's where your food's going to be, right?
That would work out.
That would be fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Anything else on fundraising? Okay. Old business, teacher interview. We have interviewed one person for the teacher position. We are leaving the ads on the job sites. For another week or 10 days, we decided to see if anyone else says they would like to teach at the YAC school. So, and then after that, we'll make a decision.
I popped them our information to the top of the list on the OPI website this morning.
Good, thank you. All right, transportation.
We redid the transportation contract. It's already been, Bob already signed it. Adjusting 4 days. Because of that 13-day window, OPI needed to have us have our TR5 loaded up 13 days before the end of school, before our school year ended. So we just said, okay, we're just going to say all of our kids were here for those 13 days. So when school actually ended, Sabrae gave me the real numbers, and I called Donnell at OPI, had them reopen our TR5 and adjusted it to true paid hours or mileage for days attended, not the one that we first reported, which brought, it was 1,000-something, it dropped it down to $956, so. We did report true hours, so people weren't being paid. And they've already been, and the checks have gone out for second semester.
Okay, student handbook. the handbook from last year, we sent it to NTSBA and had the lawyers look at it to see if there were any things that we needed to know about and change and adjust. And she came back with 6 points, and we have addressed all of those points, or begun to address all of those points. One of them had to do with insurance and if there's an accident on the playground. And we understand how that works now, and that will be in the handbook. Another is the religion aspect of school and how that plays out. And we will go over our policy for religion, which is 2332, next in July, and look at that and make sure that that's the way we want it. And then the reference of the handbook to that, they will support each other. So the handbook will go to the students shortly before school starts.
Yeah, we're not gonna, it won't be in the packet.
That's okay.
And the packet has been posted now to the website.
Yeah.
So anybody who visits the website can download a registration packet for their children and fill it out and get it back to us. Speaking of the website, I'm sorry, Ron, I need you to write a short bio about yourself, and I need a picture. I got Bob's done, and it's posted. I need yours.
That might be a deal breaker. I think I want my bio on the
you website. Just something stupid like how long you've lived here.
The good stuff.
Yeah. Just, and it only has to be just a few words. Just a few words. It doesn't have to be. Go on the website and read Pam's and read Bob's. And oh, also,
who's going to take the picture? Can you take the picture?
Yeah, I can. Well, no, I can't. Because I don't have a cell phone. So, Bob, do you got a cell phone?
I don't.
Look at us. We're terrible.
Actually, I do, but I don't use it. It's in the box.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll figure out when.
Yeah.
Okay, Pam will take my picture.
And then just send it to me, Pam. Also, we need to update the about our school in there. So do you just want me to do that? Because now it says we have 9 kids, and so I think it just needs kids.
Sure.
I don't think we should say how many kids are here,
no.
But because then it has to be adjusted every year.
Yeah.
So if we write something simple that is pretty general, then it won't have to be updated constantly.
I'm sorry, Diane, my brain isn't working real clear. The 6 changes to the handbook.
Yeah.
You said we can't make the changes to the packets?
No. The handbook was in the packets.
Okay.
I took it out of the packet because it's not ready. And the teacher, I think the thing to do is whoever you hire, you need to make them, tell them that they have to have an open house. That's just, it's a new teacher, there needs to be an open house. And it can be part of your family engagement plan that you have to have for Title I.
Okay, so an open house at the beginning of the school year.
Yeah, all the parents invite all the community, everybody. So everybody, so all the rumors stop because they can come, they can meet the person and make their own judgment instead of listening to their neighbor say, the man gave me heebie-jeebie.
Yeah, good idea, thank you. Okay, no, you just, like I said, I'm okay.
Yeah. And at that time, that's when he can go over the student handbook with the parents and the kids or at it. Sabre set up a family engagement plan.
Okay.
And what the first thing is meeting with the parents.
Okay.
So the handbooks can go out then. They don't have to go in the packet.
I just wanted to, sorry. Okay. And before we get to new business, 2 other things. I'll get the water tested. And Sabre has moved her stuff out of the container. So when I come down to help with the hot water heater, I'll start on the shelves.
You have room to do that now?
I'll make room.
Okay. Okay. If you need help, let me know.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
You going to have Lordy help you?
Hmm?
You going to have Lordy help you?
Yeah, actually, they're kind of the same things I got. They're not that...
Yeah.
Complicated,
but just snap
like
together.
A rector set. So.
Yeah.
Are we buying any more, or is that off of the?
I That's why I'm trying to decide. If
okay.
I get them in there pretty quick, if they show up on Friday, I can get in there Friday. And then we need to get some lights in there somehow, and I'm not quite sure how to do that. But I've got a string of construction lights I can that I don't use anymore. I can hang up in there, and then we can, if we have to, we can run a long extension cord.
I was gonna say, can we run a long extension cord along the top rail of that wire fence?
Actually, I could run some
down.
Outdoor wire down through
yeah.
there, get some lights mm-hmm. in there, get some power in there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I just
Awesome.
Okay, new business. The general liability insurance for 25-26 is $5,121. Last year it was $4,848, so it went up some, but what are we going to do? We've got it. So it is in the new budget as what it needs to be. Unemployment insurance. Diana, I'm going to let you do this.
Our unemployment rate went from 0.34% last year to 0.26% this year. So our rate went down because we haven't had anybody. It's based on the number of...
injuries.
No, this is unemployment, the number of claims
oh.
that you have. So, no.
Okay.
So, and that takes effect July 1st.
Okay.
So the accounting software has been set, the payroll has been set for the new rate.
All right. The anticipated final ending cash balance for 2425.
It's in your book, Pam. What's up on the board? Everybody's got a copy in their book.
Okay, thank you. Is $10,419.
That is though we encumbered $7,376.50, which is these are thing encumberments or any goods or services that you realized in June but won't pay until July. Okay, and they're listed there as the credit card amounts, and also, the desks and chairs, because they won't come and we won't get a bill for them until. So it's the textbooks and the chairs, lockers and stuff. That's what I encumbered, okay? Then I anticipated in that column... The 7,684.59. That those are anticipated costs to close out the month of June.
Okay, so there's $10,400 left in that, and that does not include the textbooks, according to this.
It does include the textbooks because they're encumbered.
Okay, now we've got.
What's the number on the textbooks? How much?
The textbooks are the 5,17.98, the 230. 67, the 168.59,
oh,
and the
316.90.
Okay. Yeah. She had to, not the 316.90. The Rainbow Resource Center, which they contacted me today and said they were not able to get two of the spelling books that she'd ordered through them, and so they issued us a credit. So I went out on Amazon and another spot and found two spelling books, workbooks that she, that they had credited her back that they couldn't get.
Okay.
And so that's what those listed in pink, or no, the first 1, 2, 3 listed in pink.
Right, but not flagpole.
Not
okay.
the flagpole,
okay.
but the flagpole's on the credit card.
Okay. Yeah.
So it had to be encumbered because it won't be paid
right.
until July.
Right.
On the anticipated expenditures, does that include Ron's ear for $2,800?
No.
So then
drop that down to 7,300 or 7,600.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Also,
exactly.
Is there any way I got a hold of a guy, because Noble doesn't reseal this? I got a hold of a guy by the name of Tom Gallagher, but he won't be able to get to it till around the middle of July. Is there any way we can encumber those costs?
Nope, not unless he can give us an estimate and we can write him a purchase order.
They gave me an estimate of $650.
It has to be an official on a piece of paper. It can't be word of mouth.
I'll call him and get that.
But if he can do that, then that can come.
And I can set it up on a purchase order to encumber those. It has to be on a purchase order.
So
and you know, I, for services, no. I don't want to do it. I'm getting a financial review this year. I do not want to do something that I'm not absolutely positive. And since the services, he told you it couldn't be done until July, you can't encumber the money for it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we minus the 2785 off of the 10,
yep.
And then whatever I get shelving. Done with the walks, okay.
And the shelving.
Shelving is already...
Yeah, there's six units in the shed.
Oh, okay.
If you need more,
okay.
Go to Ace and get it, because Ace, you see, Ace is on the line item there. Ace Hardware is blank, because we have no idea until she closes and prints the statement at the end of June what the bill is at Ace.
Okay, shelves came from Ace.
Yes.
All right.
So okay.
So you can get more shelves at Ace. Are you working with Ace for your locks stuff?
Yes, a lady by name.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
She, yeah. As long as that gets invoiced in June.
Okay. Not a problem.
It'll be on my list.
Okay.
It'll be entered, but I can't get that information until you guys are all done spending money at Ace at the end of June.
It's a hell of a thing when it takes time to sell money.
Okay, we need to...
The heater, the hot water heater in the tea tree. Do you think you're going to have that all installed and done before the end of June?
They gave me a date, the 30th, but when they called and left me a message yesterday, if the heater comes in, they're going to do it on Friday, this coming Friday.
Okay.
Why don't you see if you can... You get to bring the bill with you.
Yeah, tell them to bring the bill with them.
Sure.
Yep.
That way we
and then I can just go ahead and print, I can write the check, it'll be in the system, I won't have to encumber it, nothing. And as we get closer to the 30th, I will be feeding you guys our new number.
Yeah, because they're trying real hard to meet the June 30th, because that's what it's
okay.
When we were up against.
All right.
So they're trying real hard to do that.
Okay.
All right. We need to adopt the general fund budget for 25-26, and we have it all laid out. Diane has it
here
that she can put on the board.
Yep. The second.
So that everybody can see. You wanted this number lowered and this number increased. So that the clerk could get $100 an hour.
I don't know if that's
going to happen,
but I'd like to know
that it's going to happen.
Yeah,
so I adjusted down for the teacher's aid
to
be working 90% of the time.
Okay, I can't get the whole thing on here, but they have copies of it out there. And you have a copy in your book. No, go back one page, Ron. I think it's behind that orange thing, that colored paper. Don't you have two sheets of paper there?
Yes, I do.
Awesome sauce. Okay. There you go.
And there you have it.
Yep. And we made those adjustments, Bob.
Okay. Thank
you. So, if anybody wants to look at this and see how the money is going to be spent this coming year, please do so and talk to us about it if you don't like it.
Did you put them up there, Diane?
Yeah, they got a copy of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's take a minute and look at it. And
oh, does this come off of that 10?
Yes.
Okay, that was 327. So
right
on.
Thank you.
So... Can I ask a question?
Of course. Oh, yes.
I was just wondering about the teacher bonus. What is that?
It's a signing bonus that we've always that we have built into contracts in almost every year since I've been here.
Wow.
The reason we set that up that way, rather than making the salary higher. If you have a salary for someone, you can't decrease somebody's salary.
Right.
You have to keep it at that level or even increase it a little bit. But if you're doing a bonus out of the general fund, that you don't have to put in the contract every year.
Okay.
So if you're having trouble getting finances to, you know, enough money to run the school, you cannot do that bonus for a year. So that's why we set it up that way. And
the bonus is not TRS, teacher retirement, attached. There's no teacher retirement taken out of that.
So when do you decide to give or not give that?
It depends on the budget.
So it's
funding. It's all about funding.
Okay.
We've got the money this
year. If you got the money, it'll be in there. If not,
it'll be less or none.
That's the way I go.
Because in the contract, it states that is not. In the contract, it states that is negotiable annually. It is not something that they can depend on.
Well,
every year.
Well, two things. One, I'm incredibly impressed with the way the school is now compared to when I came here in 93. I mean, this is mind-blowing. I mean, our kid, one of our daughter who's here and went to school here, fourth grade through seventh, she was just like, this is crazy. This is, it's amazing. So, kudos to...
Sibray did all this.
Well,
she really put a lot into it. She's the one that really made it.
I've been here 12 years, Ron, and I really am sorry to know that this has been a team effort for the 12 years that we've been here. She was here for 4 years.
On the curriculum committee, we got that STEM thing going and stuff like that.
Anyway, I'm just...
And speaking of that, you need to get new spelling, a new edition of your spelling program, because it's getting very hard to find 2016 editions of workbooks.
And second point is the teacher wage. That's amazing. That's wonderful.
Well, the only reason it is what it is right now is because the legislation put in a new program called the STARS Act. And it went through legislation to help increase Montana teacher wages because they were so bad.
Right.
So this is because of the program that the state just put into effect.
Yeah.
Because we get 2 quality educator payments for our teacher now and our district clerk, because she meets the necessary requirements in her job description. They also give a quality educator payment from the state for the clerk.
Right.
So we got about $10,000 extra this year that we wouldn't have gotten if we hadn't have raised our starting teacher wage to the $41,615.
Wow. If you put it all together, the teacher's package is probably close, if not over $50,000.
Yeah, insurance.
Between the health insurance and teacherage and...
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Sick day, 9 personal days, paid at $125 a day.
Actually, it would be high 50s.
Yeah, it is. Wow. It's almost 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the search is ongoing. Correct?
Yes.
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 And how many applicants so far? One.
One who we've interviewed. We've had 8 or 9 applicants. 6 of which came from South Korea.
Wow.
Philippines, I'm sorry.
Wow.
And one from over in Browning and one from McCormick School, but they pulled out.
Wow.
There's actually, they lost 4 or 5 teachers in the district this year.
Yes, they had teachers.
From McCormick, Trico.
Trigger, right.
And there was 4 of them. And
Trigo's still looking for 2.
Yeah. And there's 167 openings on the website.
Wow.
Across the state.
Wow, good luck, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And this job is just so unique.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not for the faint of heart. If you think you're just going to sail in here and sit on your laurels, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
You're going to have some sore laurels.
Yeah.
So the teacher is part of the pay?
They don't pay rent. We actually, if we have a teacher that in this coming school year, the board really needs to discuss
rent
because the teacherage, any monies that go into the rent lease fund for the teacherage, that's what we use to pay for repairs and maintenance on that building. That's all it can be spent for. And it can only be $10,000 in that account. So that's why over year to year, we look at, okay, how much do we have in there? Are we going to do, but right now there's none, zip, zero.
Now, one thing we did in the past was we made the rent part of the teacher's pay.
Or gave them a housing stipend to offset the cost of rent.
More retirement benefits, you know. So that's kind of how in the past, but I don't know if we were still doing that or not.
We have off and on.
Yeah.
Would there be a problem renting that to some outsider?
No, we rented it 1 year to Elizabeth Vick and her children, and it was great income. And they were great renters. So if a teacher doesn't use it, you can rent it to someone in the public.
Yeah.
But you have to be very, very careful about who you rent to. In fact, they probably, if they were going to rent and be on the property when children were here, you'd probably have to do a background check.
Oh, yeah. And then if for the teacher, is it year-round or just during the school year?
School year.
Well, the school year, but it's from July 1st to
July 1st.
July 1st. That's a school year.
Oh.
Or June 30th. You know, that's a school year. It's just as not from January to December. It's from July 1 to June
30th. So they get a year's worth of rent.
In the
yes.
They had a year's worth.
And all the electricity and propane are paid for.
That's a heck of a deal.
Yes, it
that's
is. And the state rates that. The internet, you can get the internet from this building. It's not real good because of the distance. And Sabre had her own Starlink.
Yeah.
But
I mean, but, you know, it's like those of us that live up here, it's a long place from anywhere. So you got to make sure, you know, do your best to, you know, offer.
We did have a lady contact us, Shannon. She lives in Clark Fork. She did reply, Pam, when we talked, but she didn't apply. She just said she thanked me for the information and said that she needed to talk to her husband about it. So she hasn't applied yet, but she's thinking about it. And her thing would be, she'd be like Sabre was. Her home is in Clark Fork, but she comes here for the 4 days a week, stays in the teacherage, and goes home on the weekends, her three-day weekends.
Dave, you were asking about the teacher's salary, and that $31,000 is only 75% of what the teacher gets in salary, because the other 25% comes as a Title I administrator, so it's paid through Title I.
Wow.
So out of the general fund, we only need to take $31,000.
Wow.
So she actually gets $41,615 for salary, and then the bonus, and then the other perks.
That's not bad.
Really good.
Yeah.
I made 18.5.
And every school in Montana that's participating in this new program must pay their teachers that minimum.
Wow.
And then over the next 5 years, it goes up.
But last year, our teacher was paid $30,262 out of the general fund rather than $31,200. So we didn't have to go up very much to meet the STARS requirements.
Wow. Yeah.
So we've been right.
A little over $1,000
increase
in wages.
And then,
well,
my first year, Winnie Canavan informed me that I was going to be paying rent on the teachers. And they never charged rent. And when he said, you're going to pay rent, I said, okay. Let's go.
I tell you what, it doesn't think what remember what things used to cost and what it costs now.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Right.
You'd be pipe dreaming.
Yeah.
Are
there any other questions on the 25-26 budget? Okay.
Can I have a motion to accept the general fund expenditure budget for the 25-26 school year?
So moved.
Second.
Concur. Okay, Diane worked the clerk's report.
Alrighty. That's that big packet if anybody's looking at it, the great big thick one. Okay, so we balanced, let's go over May's financials. We balanced with the treasurer's office. Detailed expenditures report is that first five pages, I think. Yeah, first five pages. I'm going to go clear to page five and just give you the totals. The general's fund, you spent $7,650.67. Retirement, $5,080. Miscellaneous fund, $5,879.94. And the building reserve fund, you spent $736.01. Overall expenditures for the month of May were $14,846.62. Then we go to revenues for June or for May. I'm just going to read you totals. General fund, $9,581.07. Transportation, $4.05. Retirement, $119.28. Miscellaneous programs, $3,819.96. Rent lease, 10 cents. Impact aid, 90 cents. Technology, $8.63. Flex fund, $19.51. Building reserve fund, $13,771.84. And the student extracurricular activities fund, $18.68. Overall revenues for the month of May, $27,344.02. If you take your cash reconciliation report, fold it in half, and you can see that our totals match the ending balances on the cash report from the treasurer's office. Can I have a motion to accept the balanced financials for the month of May?
So moved.
Second.
Expenditures to date for the month of June. There's four pages. It's detailed out there for you to look at while I'm reading the totals. General fund, $13,522.83. Transportation, $916.37. Retirement, $74.51. Miscellaneous funds, $275.80. Technologies, $39.98. Building reserve fund, $164.25. For total expenditures to date for June of $14,993.74. So next page is our general fund expenditure report. And some of these numbers, as you look, they will look familiar to you from the original spreadsheet that we looked at, because it shows our encumbered amounts, the expended to date balance on page, this is on page three that I'm looking at here, for anybody who wants to look. So it has our unexpended balances, $25,480.43, but the encumbered balance is $18,103.93. And if you take the numbers from my sheet, my spreadsheet, and subtract my estimates, it comes out to real close, almost to the penny, to this $18,103.93. Okay. All right. So we are down to 15.78%. And as we move along through till the end of this, you had mentioned at the last meeting, Pam, that and the board, I thought that they had agreed that any large amounts of money left in the budget could be used for employee year-end bonuses. Is that still something that you're going to look at once everything is said and done?
I would certainly look at that depending on what everybody thinks. I don't know what Bob and Ron think.
Okay. I think you need to make that decision now, because if you're going to have another meeting in order to do that, because you have to talk about it in public, in a public meeting,
okay,
and
well,
make your decision.
Talk about it now.
Yes.
So.
Well, first off, what number are we looking at as leftover money?
We don't know.
We don't know yet because.
Well, that would be a little tricky to figure out how.
We have to wait a few more days. We are at the 18th of this month.
Uh-huh.
We should have a better idea after Friday, because Ron is doing the. He'll know if he wants to buy more shelves. We will also have the bill from the heater. Those are the kind of things, because those are big, you know. If he wants to buy six more shelves, because six more shelving units will fit in there, then that's, you know, they're $150 a pop or more,
yeah.
You know. And the heater is over $2,000. So those are things that we just kind of need to know about. You can just say, no, let's not do that. Let's just take whatever money's left over and use that, roll it over to fund the following year's budget, which reduces the mills.
So we need to decide which thing we're going to do.
Yeah.
It looks like there's going to be probably about $6,000 or a little more dollars left by my rough calculations here.
Okay.
And in order to pad that fund a little bit, we don't want to take it all out because if somebody didn't pay their taxes.
Yeah.
So
unpaid taxes affects the bottom line.
Is $1,500 enough to leave there for that?
Should be. Should
okay.
be.
So we're looking at
$4,500.
Yeah. Give
but,
or take.
Well, here's the problem. Here's my problem with it.
Okay.
And I've explained this in theory before. In previous years, and I'm just going to go back to last year, we doled out $7,300 in that
uh-huh.
in that fund.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We don't have $7,300.
No.
In the past, it's been a smaller amount that we've
last year it was teacher bonus was $4,000, clerk's bonus was $2,000.
Uh-huh.
Already got $500, and teacher's aid got $650.
Yeah.
You know, it was $7,300. Now, I made a living off bonuses, okay? Not myself, my company.
Yeah.
And I just, unless you say in August or September when we started the school year, there'll be no bonuses paid, okay, whatsoever. Now, I know this is a fluctuating thing, but I just have a little problem with the way it's going to pan out, that's all. Because it's going to pan out that we had a better year overall, school-wise and student-wise, and it seems as though the workforce is going to get punished, so to speak.
By not having them.
By not. Well, I mean, if I get, let's just say, if I get $4,000 last year, okay, and we're the number one school in elementary education, I would say, oh Lordy, you know,
yeah.
I don't want $2,500. I mean, I do, but you know what I'm saying? That's, I just have an issue with that. And not that it can't happen or we shouldn't do that. I think from now on, we either make this will not be done anymore.
And
rather than have somebody go entire year.
Or you're saying,
anticipating
that. Have them go to an entire year and not get anything.
Well, they're going to get something, but not what they got last year. And this year was better than last year.
And he worked hard.
And he worked hard.
Yeah.
I just have
a... I see what you're saying now. But it's never been the same.
And there's been years when there was no bonuses.
Yeah, there's been years.
Well, just
and there's been years where we only divided up $1,000 that I remember years ago.
Huh?
That's why. It was just one way when we got down to this point, and Pam can speak more of this because it's been a while since I've been on the school board. It was just one way we were able to just say thank you.
Yeah.
It was never intended in the beginning. It's on how well we all did.
Mm-hmm.
The court, the teacher,
right.
The school board figuring out how to do the budget. So whatever we had left over, that was just a way of saying thank you for, because we've always exceeded whatever the rest is expectations.
Yeah.
And it was just a minor, one way that we just thought it was a way to say thank
that's
you.
That's the attitude we approached
it
with.
Yeah, that's the way we did it in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's I was here when we started in the beginning.
No, that's fine.
But I understand what you're saying about it now being something that's expected, and so people are punished if they don't get it. So I don't know which way to look at this.
Yeah.
I've been here 12 years, and I never, from one year to the next, ever expected to get a bonus. It was something that was very nice, and it didn't matter, because I understood what the financial ramifications of it all were.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that everybody else here that worked here also knew that. But that being said, maybe Bob is right. Maybe instead of saying thank you to your staff, roll that money into next year's budget and say thank you to your taxpayers, because they're the ones who keep your doors open.
Yeah. That too. But the staff is the one that's pinching the pennies.
Yeah. I mean, personally for me,
I feel that you are paying your staff enough now. Do you know that you are paying, once your clerk gets her 3 months in here, she's going to be making almost $3.50 more an hour than I make? And I've been here 12 years. So your staff is being well compensated. Except for your teacher's aid. I think your teacher's aid is $16 an hour. It kind of sucks, but hey, whatever. You know, it depends on how much you depend on her and how much you expect of her, which I have no idea because I'm not in the classroom.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, and your teacher's making almost 60 grand a year and but with all of her benefits, so.
Yeah, packages are close to that, yes.
Yeah, so I don't think that your employees are not well compensated for what they do.
So what are we going to do?
You gotta say up front that you may or you may not.
And that's the way it's always been.
Bill, that's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
We don't even talk about bonus. We never used to even talk.
We don't until this point in the year. They're never spoken of.
Yeah. It was just okay. We've done everything we could to upgrade the school, doing things like we're doing now, the water heater, weed eater, Diane dug that up, and all that. Anything we can do improve the school, But then when it was left over, if you flip a coin, you could either win or lose.
Yep.
So,
as a community member, I have never, ever felt any need to not pay school taxes. Every school tax that comes across my notice, either in Bozeman or here, I always vote yes. And my second point would be, this school, as much as all of this equipment and the nice floors and the nice playground and everything is great and important, what makes a school great are the people. And it's every one of them. It's the clerk, it's the custodian, it's the teacher. That's what, and the board. And, you know, if you guys wouldn't get run out of the ballet on a rail, I'd say give yourselves bonuses, because there's the most thankless job in all of America is being on a school board, especially, you know, so I would, that would be my final comment is thank you for what you're doing. It's a real gift to the community, so.
I like that, Steve.
I would have no problem with you giving every bit of it to the staff. I just,
Bill? Sue?
I agree.
Okay. Okay. I think we ought to continue what we've been
doing. So make a motion.
We can use the leftover money to be divided among the staff.
Second.
Okay.
Amen. And thank you guys very much.
Thank you for the input.
Yes. Okay.
I will certainly support you at the tavern.
We need a lot of support at the tavern as we do here.
Yeah. There's
a lot of stuff. But does the public have any more of anything to say?
I wanted that. Is there a faculty handbook, a teacher handbook?
You know, no, there is not yet. I have been trying for 3 years to get a faculty employee handbook. And we have a sample employee handbook. But how would you, as a teacher and a resident of the community, like to look at that handbook and make some suggestions to give to the board? Because they're the ones who have to take it and dissect it.
Right.
And since you've been in this position and also in other places and at a university level, maybe you could go through the handbook first.
Sure.
And help them out.
Well, MTSBA.
that's our model one.
They will give you a sample.
We have one. That's the one we have, but we have to make it ours.
Right. And is it designed, Diane, do you know, specific for a K-8 one room type?
Yes, it is the rule one. And it also, I think, is divided up between certified and classified staff.
Okay.
So.
I would be more than willing to.
Ask the board, would you like them to help you?
So, yeah, Diane, if you'll just email it to me.
I will email it to you, and then I will also give you the email address of these people.
Okay.
And when you're done dissecting it and making your recommendations, then you can forward it to them, and they can continue to work on it from there.
As a former administrator, I really valued having
a faculty
handbook. I think it's just, even though it's a much smaller.
It keeps everyone in their lane.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line of it is, you can play the game as long as you know what the rules are.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Would you please print 3 copies of that handbook and put it in my box?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Another thing, did we get someone to sign up for your position?
Sharon Shelton was hired at our March meeting and has yet to come stop in and fill out paperwork. Or I don't know how far she got into the information that I gave her to start studying to understand school accounting. She's not going to be, apparently not going to be sworn in until July 1st.
I know she's been back in Maine for a month.
Yes. I have talked to her on the phone a couple of weeks ago. She is working on the little thumb drives that Diane gave her. She is planning on doing this. It's tight, but I feel like she would do a very good job of the job. I think she would be very capable to do it.
Oh, she's very capable.
So,
yeah.
We hope.
And this is what I have to say. I have 18 more days till I'm done.
I know. That's
my children, my son and my grandchildren are coming on the 5th of July.
Oh, good.
I am not coming back into this building until after the 30th of this month, until the children are gone and I have recovered. I have promised the board that I will enter the trustees' financial summary into Mayfair's and next the 25-26 budgets into Mayfair's. The deadline for that is August 25th. But beyond that, I'm not sure how much time that I am going to be willing to dedicate to training this new person. I have 80 hours of webinars all set up ready for her to start working on that will teach her her job. I will be available to the telephone, but I am not going to come in here and handhold, do any hand holding.
You won't be asked to do that.
You won't be asked.
Okay.
No.
I can't. I cannot.
You've done your time in the bowl.
I applaud you for your patience. I want to thank you
for the years you've given to this.
I just want the board to understand that. And if we get called for an audit this year, which I'm pretty positive that we're going to get a financial, our 3-year financial, I will be available to walk her through that.
Okay.
And do that. Because I'm the one who understands and did all the stuff they're going to be putting under the microscope. So I will do that.
We will ask you to do as little as possible. Absolutely. So.
And she just needs to understand that, you know, I'm there to call.
She
understands. Okay.
She does.
There was one other thing. If she could, do you know when she's coming home? Little red tab at the bottom, Pam, you can't pull that one apart.
Damn, okay.
Do you know when she's coming home?
No, she was going to be there for 20 days, I think she said, of June, so, but I don't know exactly.
You know, if she could get back here in time, if she's back here, and could somebody need to reach out? I don't know how to get a hold of her.
I do.
Reach out and ask her if she could come in and sit in on payroll. That is something that, and this is a quarter, this is the end of the second quarter of the year, so she could go through the quarterlies with me, payroll.
Do you guys know what your enrollment forecast is for the fall?
0 to 10.
Okay.
We have enough seats for 10.
If we hire you, it's going to be 6. If we hire that person, it's only going to be 2 because we don't like that person. And in our case, the school.
And these people will come. If this one is hired, these people will
come.
Yeah. I mean, it's already happened.
They will come.
Yeah, right. It's already happening. We have only interviewed one teacher.
Rachel,
we have kids that were here last year that aren't coming, new kids that are coming that weren't here before. It's like,
she was putting the arm twist on me yesterday saying, Dad, if you would teach at the Yak School this fall, we will move here and put the boys in the school.
No, thank you.
Okay. I am going to adjourn this meeting.
Wait, I got it. Oh, wait, Ron.
Just one second.
Time clock. We got the time clock. Where do we want to put it?
Where is it supposed to be?
And is Greg going to come up and do the monitors?
No, I can have them up there easy.
Okay, that's all. I'm done.
Okay, we're going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you all.
It's 10:40. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yeah.